From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandy McDonald, also known as BAM, entertainment writer for The Oklahoman and News OK, and this is your weekly movie podcast, and I'm here with Matthew Price, one of our movie reviewers, and we have some special guests in the studio today. Say hi, Twin Prov guys.
Hi.
I'm Clint with Twin Prov, improviser, rapper, according to you.
And who's seen the Star Trek
and
movie.
And I am Buck Brazel, the other half of Twin Prov, equally rapper, improviser.
And they've been doing the Star Trek rap around town this week, which was my idea, by the way. And it was a very good one. But we're going to talk about the movie, which they have also seen. And but first of all, we're going to kick it over to Matt Price, who reviewed it for the Oklahoman News OK.
That's right. This is the revamp by J.J. Abrams. He's been developing this for quite a while after they decided it was time to move on to New Pastures, Next Generation. Last movie didn't do that well.
Imagine killing Data, good idea.
So they brought in J.J. Abrams, Chris Pine is playing Captain Kirk, Zachary Quinto is Spock. It's a whole new ball game, and I thought it turned out really well, to be honest with you. I think they have made a movie that will appeal to new people who haven't seen Star Trek before, but also if you are a hardcore Trekkie, they don't just throw you out into the woods like a lot of the revamps kind of do. Like I was telling somebody, look, when you watch the Get Smart remake, was there any kind of concession to the fact there was a show before? Not so much. So
you were alone in the wilderness.
I'm not sure there were any Get Smart fans left to complain, but
if you pay attention, you were rewarded. Yeah, if you knew, you were rewarded.
But in this one, they do light it up so that if you're a long-term fan, it doesn't invalidate anything. But if you're a new fan, this is brand new. You don't have to know anything going in. Chris Pine makes a really good Captain Kirk without doing a Shatner impression. He embodies sort of the confidence and cockiness you expect. Most of the movie is sort of about the conflict between the cocky Kirk, a fatherless boy from Iowa, and then the Vulcan Spock, who's very grown up being told that logic is the way to go, and he's been trying to contain his emotions about being a half-human, half-Vulcan on his planet. And the way these two interact sort of drives what happens in the movie.
Well, and the entire casting, I think, was terrific on paper, but it actually turned out to be better than I even expected whenever I went to see the actual movie in process. I mean, everybody did a great job, and Anton Yelchin is Chekhov. You've got John Cho as Sulu.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, how about Harold?
Harold as Sulu.
Sulu. I was delighted.
With the folding out
Not
katana.
That there's anything wrong with George Takei.
But and of course we had Leonard Nimoy come back to
right,
do Spock Prime.
That's right.
So and he did a great. I mean, obviously he slipped right into that character, and mm-hmm. he and I thought Zachary Quinto worked well together. But the entire cast I thought was great. Carl Urban obviously had watched a lot of DeForest Kelly's performances.
Completely inhabited the Bones character, and I really liked his performance of that. Again, a way to do it without basically doing an impression, but bringing the spirit of that character forward. So,
and if I were a 13-year-old girl, his picture would be in
right.
my
and
locker.
I think
Carl
it was
Urban
with lipstick around.
All right, good to know.
Uhura was played by I think with Zoe Saldana. Is
uh-huh.
that
yeah.
And I'm not going to give anything away, but that subplot really pays off some unlikely relationships.
That was very surprising, but I thought worked. So
yeah, I thought so too. Clint, I'm almost afraid to clip to tip it over to Clint to see what Clint thinks, but
I love Zachary Quinto. He scares me, and I never know what he's going to do. I think he has intense subtlety, a sort of quiet powerfulness.
and if he were 13 years old, then Zachary Quinto's picture would be in his locker.
Maybe.
Little lipstick hard around
Maybe.
It. So. All right, what else do we think, guys? Special effects? Good?
Tons
bad?
Of them like that fit in. It was awesome.
All right. What do you think that the diehard Trekkies will feel about this, Matt? I've talked to a few, but what do you think?
I think they're going to go with it. Basically, some of them are kind of mourning the fact that this shifts things away from maybe what they loved. On the other hand, I think most of them realize a lot of those original actors aren't even around anymore. And if you're going to continue this, if a new generation is going to be involved in it, then you're going to have to do some reinventing. I mean, most TV shows from the 60s are not still around, and there's a reason for that. So, and if they do come back, it's completely new. The fact that this kind of gives a nod to what happened before, I think the hardcore Trekkies will embrace it. It may take them a little while, but I think most of them will.
And if I may, I mean, I've watched the films and saw the energy kind of die out. They just kind of turned into long episodes. And this movie's got that rock and roll Indiana Jones action, action, action element. There's chases and all sorts of sequences, and it's got a real Mission Impossible feel.
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
and also
it's
very
hilarious.
Funny.
And,
yeah.
and because they use a dialect of the original language, I don't have to relearn Romulan completely. I can just
oh my God.
Did not waste those years of my life at the Academy.
But Simon Pegg as Scotty, I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
He really did a great
I
job
like
with
this
role.
It's exciting.
I did talk to some diehard Trekkies, including my husband, who was not looking forward to going, would only go if it was free, mm-hmm. and was really kind of nervous about it. And he was converted. He really liked it. He thought they did a terrific job. Talked to another one of our Trekkies here in the building, and her take is that she missed the other ones too much, that like it was a first date, and she realized she wasn't ready for a new relationship.
I was ready to forget them. I was I'm like, this needs to go. I was a blank slate for this, and I was so wonderful.
Well, no, Clint and I were inspired. And in our rap, I'm just going to pimp that for a second. We call back to a lot of the original characters and their voices and styles. But this was great and fresh. I could watch, and I talked to people in the theater, and they were like, 60-year-old man, I want to see 5 sequels with this cast. I want to see more with this cast. I hope they do something else.
All right. So you gave it, 3.5 stars?
3.5 stars.
I would give it 3.5 stars.
Yeah, you can read my review on my blog or in the You section. And then if you want to read more about Star Trek, we have a wide array of both Wire and Local Copy in the Weekend Look section on Friday. I talked to Ferran Tahir, who plays Captain Robow from the beginning mm-hmm. of the movie, and I also talked to Greg Ellis, who plays Chief Engineer Olson, and then we also have interviews with many of the other cast members that will be in the section as well.
And my review is going to be on BAM's blog, so check that out, along with Twin Prov.
www.twinprov.com. We got the whole wrap up there.
It's a whole Star Trek wrap, and I guess that's all for this week. We just talked Star Trek. If you weren't interested in Star Trek, sorry.
Yeah.
Have to come back next week.
You'll have to come back
come
next
back
week.
Come back next week. There'll be some other.
Somewhere else.
We'll have some other movies next week. But for Matt Price and Twin Prov, I'm Brittany McDonald. Thanks for listening.